And I believe we are on recording. I always want to make sure because no worse than you're sitting there thinking you haven't started recording and then come to find out it hasn't. So yeah. Okay. We're good. Awesome. So thank you all so much for creating with Canva is our topic for the training tonight. So thank you for being here. Thank you for your time. And I really appreciate it. And I hope this will be of immense value to you. So I always like to start off with just a quick moment to just breathe. You know, we kind of have a crazy day at times and, you know, kids and, you know, spouse and obligations and all that kind of stuff. So just take a moment and just breathe. You know, we don't oftentimes take some deep breaths. So just take a moment, really nice inhale and take a nice deep breath and get ready to hopefully learn some really, really good stuff for you. So if you haven't met me, my name is Michelle. Just a little quick bio here. I've been coaching for 15 years. I have my BCC and I have my master's in e-commerce and online learning. So the online environment is extremely comfortable for me and I love it. And so hopefully this will be something very interesting for you. I've been with ILCT, goodness, for almost a decade now. And then I also have a podcast called Divorce Sucks, Your Life Doesn't Have To. So you know, if anybody who is going through a divorce, please share the podcast with them. I would appreciate it. And I also consider myself a strategic digital creative. I always like to think about how we can use the digital stuff that's, you know, all over the internet and Canva is one of those examples to be strategic about how we can support our business. And if you were on the last training I did, which was 12 business systems for coaches, Canva was one of them. And so we're going to kind of take a deeper dive into that one specifically, because honestly, I could teach you stuff on Canva for hours. So we're going to make this, we're not going to be here all night, but there's a lot that you're going to be able to learn and take away and go from there. And most of all, I am a mom to two kiddos that are the absolute joy of my life. Okay. So enough about me. I want to give you a little promise here. So the call is being recorded and I will send out the link. So if you're trying to screen record or screen capture or, you know, screenshot or whatever you're going to do, I'll send out the recording. So if you want to focus really on the absorption of the learning part, you can always get the recording and then take the, you know, follow the steps along that I show you. So, but it's totally up to you. Everybody learns and processes differently, but just to let you know that you will get a recording of the, of this call. And I will definitely honor your time. And most of all, I really want to provide value. And I think that's really important. You're spending your time here with me and I want to make sure that you find this this content valuable and that there's something actually you're going to be able to go and use. And I think that's one of the biggest things is that when you're learning something, can you turn around and go implement it? And my answer is with Canva, absolutely. Okay. And so you will have some actionable insights at the end of this training that you'll literally be able to go. And depending on your time zone, you may want to go to bed, but if not, you can certainly go and explore and do some actual tangible things, which is going to be really neat. And as always, I have a Q&A at the end of the session. And so if you have questions, I am more than happy to answer them. And most of all, I will remain on the call until all of your questions have been answered. So sometimes I'm here an extra 20 minutes. Sometimes I've been on a call an extra hour because there's been so many questions. So I'll stay on here as long as you need me to. So don't feel like there's a pressure. Oh, you can only get one question in. I will answer them as best as I can in the order that they come in. So bear with me, but I will definitely answer everything that I possibly can. So tonight we're going to talk about Canva. You know, we're going to go into what is Canva. We're going to do a quick tour of the website, and I'm going to share with you free versus paid. And then I'm also going to give you some examples of what you can actually make with Canva. So it's one thing to kind of look around, but what can you actually do as a coach? Like, how is this going to support your business? And that is really the thing that when you look at a platform, at a tool or whatever, it's like, how is this going to actually be beneficial to me in my business? Because at the end, if it's not going to be supporting you, generating more revenue, you supporting your clients in a better way, you getting your name out there more effectively, it's not going to, you know, you're what's the point of doing the training? What's the point of actually engaging in it? Okay. So a little quick disclaimer, while Canva is free, I highly recommend the paid version of it for your business. So there's, you know, there's stuff you can do for free. And I would recommend, if you're not familiar with Canva at all, to start with the free version, just to kind of fiddle around and play around and all that. But ultimately, I think you need to buy the paid version. It's like 10 or 12 bucks a month. So it's not a huge expense. But I do want to, you know, just kind of let you know there is a free version as well as a paid version. But I think most important I want to make clear is I make no profit if you opt to subscribe to the paid version. There's no affiliate fee, there's no affiliate payment, none of that stuff. So whether you choose to do free or the paid version makes no difference to me. I don't gain either way. So just to kind of maybe take that off your mind, that there's no benefit to me to push either version, if you will. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to dive into actually Canva. And okay, so Lisa, I'm going to answer questions at the end. So thank you for the question, but I'll definitely hit that at the end. Okay, so this is, no worries. Thank you. Okay, so this is Canva. I'm in here all the time, so I'm not even sure if this isn't actually, because I'm logged in. But once you log in, so whether you get the free version or the paid one, you'll log in. So, I log in with my Google Drive account or my Google account, whatever you want to call it. So when you come in, let me backtrack for a second. Canva does a lot of things. So let me kind of go over with what does Canva actually do? Because I think this is really where we need to start off at. Canva creates digital images, digital eBooks, things like that you can use in your business. So some of the stuff you can do is presentations, Instagram posts, posters, all kinds of stuff. Now, I will say this, it does have a logo option, but if you really want a professional logo, that's really not the way to go. Just as a little side note. But if you wanted some kind of maybe like a logo to, for a particular type of, let's say you were going to do like a journal, you're going to create your own journal or something like that, and you wanted a logo for the journal, you could do something like that here. But if you're looking at a logo for your business, this is not the place to do it. And I can explain later on, I don't want to go into it right now, but if you use the logo generator from Canva, you're running into some issues, and I would highly recommend you don't use their logo for your business. So again, we can expand on that later on. I'd be more than happy to dive into that. So anyhow, there's tons and tons of stuff, you know, your business card, animated social media posts. I mean, there's just lots and lots that you can do. So what I want to show you is Canva works the same way, regardless of which one of these options you choose. So if you were to choose a menu, some type of a document, even a video, you'd have to upload a video, but it all functions the same way. So it's the core of understanding Canva is that there's a lot of options as far as what you can create, and the way that you actually function in Canva is going to be the same regardless of which product you're trying to create. So if you're creating a social media post, if you're creating an ebook, if you're creating a checklist, if you're creating a freemium, opt into my website or to my email list, and I'll send you this free checklist, or I'll send you this, my ebook, or whatever it is that you're going to send in exchange for the email, you can create it in here. It's all the same. So I'm going to start off just because one of the big things that a lot of people like to use it for is for social media posts. So I want to walk you through how do you actually create the post? How do you actually function within Canva, and how do you, kind of maneuver everything? So again, whatever it is that you're wanting to do, you can grab, whether it's a post, an ebook, things like that. And it's going to open up, and here's going to be, let's see here. So you've got all kinds of these sort of templates and stuff like that that you can do, as well as creating your own. So if you're new to Canva and or you're not very comfortable, or maybe you don't have the design eye, you can use one of the templates. Okay. Otherwise, if you already know what you want to create, you can certainly, you know, just go from scratch. So let's go ahead. I'm kind of a foodie, so I'm going to look at the food ones. And one of the things I want you to think about when you're looking at the templates that that are within Canva, and again, everything that I'm saying, whether it's social media post, ebook, flyer, poster, you know, a business card, they all function the same way. And they're all going to be the same concept. It's a matter of you modifying it to what makes sense for your business. So one of the things I always tell people when I'm showing them Canva is that don't look at this and say, for example, oh, I don't want a pizza picture, or I don't like this brown color on here, or, you know, whatever it happens to be. We can tend to get caught up in the specifics of what we see. So maybe it's like, oh, I don't like this particular orange color or something like that. That's fine. Most everything in Canva can be altered. So that's kind of the cool thing about this, is that you can, you know, pick and choose whatever it is that you would like. So let's just grab this one here as an example. Okay. So you start off and you're going like, okay, I like this design. Okay. So maybe I want to, you know, obviously I want to change the picture, but I like, you know, I like there's a image behind it, and then there's this circle, and then the text is on here. And so so what you do is when you, I'm hoping you can see this on your screen because it is very faint, but when I hover over the picture, there is a couple of sort of like turquoisey color boxes that are showing up. And that lets me know that that's where I'm actually pointing to, and that's what's going to be highlighted. So if I click on it, I can see that this is squaring up. So there's four images behind here, and that's really what's happened. You know what, actually, I'm going to backtrack for a second, because this is not going to be a good one to start off with. Let me go back here. Sorry. Let's start here. Let's just go with this one's kind of here. Let's go through some. Okay, this one's actually a good one to start off with. It's not super complicated, but there's some things on here. Okay, so you may look at this and you go like, oh, you know what? I like the Polaroid. It's you know, reminiscent of when I took Polaroids as a kid and stuff. And so you may like, oh, I like this design, but I don't like the colors. They don't match my brand. They don't do those kinds of things. And so so most everything, and I always say most everything because there are exceptions, the colors can be changed. There are some items that, and I'll show you what they are, that can be, that are not modifiable. But most things in Canva are, I would say probably 80 to 90% is modifiable. And then there's that small percentage that you can't change the color. So just be mindful that if you run into something and you're like, I can't change the color. Yeah, there are some of them that can't. So as we kind of hover over, we see that there's a couple of different things. You've got this, the turquoise box that's highlighted here, which is this almost like pinkish color. Then you come over here and you see this highlighted box here. And this is this little sort of squiggly white line. And then we've got the turquoise outline of the whole background. And then we've got the one here of this sort of orangey color. And then we go into the actual sort of white Polaroid, and then the image and the text. So when we start to see these turquoise squares pop up, that lets me know that that's what I'm actually pointing at. So if I click on here and I can see, this is the color. So right here, we've got the color and I can change it out. And then if I go here to the little squiggly line, so the squiggly line, I can't change. Maybe I can. Can I? Oh, I can change them. So the key with this is just to kind of is to click on the different items and make changes to them. So here's the background, and we're going to, and this is not going to look pretty because I'm just trying to show you a little bit more of the stark contrast, the different colors that don't necessarily go together, make it a little bit easier to see how it functions instead of keeping all the color schemes the same, because then it can, you may not catch the differences that in what I'm doing. So again, this one here, and we can make this a bright yellow. And so you can see in a couple of clicks, we've changed the entire background in the way that it, and the colors that it has. Another thing you can do is click on here, and you have these look, again, I don't know how much can you can see on your screen, but there's these little white, almost little circles at the corners, and that lets you know that you can make adjustments to it. So you can draw it in, you can make it bigger and smaller, and then you can also turn it. So all of these things can be shifted, moved, made bigger, made smaller, whatever you would like. And I think that's really, it's one of the nice things about it is that there's a lot of functionality and a lot of customizability in this. And then when we go to photo, you can always change the photo. And then again, the white background. So let me, I wanted to kind of just give you this really, really quick tour, because I think when you start to see this, then it's going to make more sense when I show you a lot of these tools and when you see them functioning, and then you go back and go, okay, now I see how this works. So back here, this is your, let's go back home. So we have our main navigation here. And again, you can start to see all of your different options. And then these are some stuff you'll see that they will do things seasonally. So for example, today is Earth Day. So there's more Earth Day type of things that'll pop up. And then, you know, around the holidays, you'll have like more Thanksgiving things, fall stuff. So they do tend to bring up the seasonal items, you know, on the homepage, just as little inspiration and things like that. So go here. Okay. So back here, again, this is another place where you can find a lot of the templates that they have. And there's a lot of really good options here. And I really encourage you to kind of play around with it and see what all is, you know, what is it that you're interested in creating, and don't hesitate to play around with it and have fun with it, because there's so much that you can do here. So let's go back to my designs here. You mean my designs couldn't be loaded? What? How is this possible? You gotta love technology, right? Okay, so we'll start again. There we go, there's my recently. Okay, so, oh, but it didn't keep any of the changes. That's okay. So when we look at the navigation bar up here, I wanna kind of take you through what you see here, because I think these are really important to just kind of get the gist of what they are. So the template is anything that is sort of a standard template that Canva creates. And so you can, you know, whatever template maybe you like that they have, you can utilize that, or you can create your own. Uploads are anything you want to, any photos that you want to upload. So if you have a photo of yourself that you want to put on here, if you have a photo of, you know, your dog or something like that, that you want to post on here for, like, let's say dog, you know, National Dog Day or something like that. Or, you know, if it's like today's Earth Day, you want to go and post that, you know, you went and, you know, helped kind of clean up your neighborhood park or something like that. And you want to put a picture of that. So you can do that in your uploads, where it'll upload your photo. And I think I can, let's see here. So here's just a stock image that I have. And slowly it'll, so you click on it and it'll take it over. So now I can add this. Again, these are not going to look pretty. I'm just trying to show you functionality here. But again, so, you know, you can bring in whatever photo you want, and you can adjust it, and you can rotate it however you would like. So there's lots of options that you have with, you know, with uploading images. And if you're like, oh, I don't really like that image, the nice thing is that you can just hit the trash can or just click delete on your keyboard. Okay, so let's go back here again. We were changing out colors. And we'll just, I'm just gonna kind of pick whatever just to show you some differences so that you can see how quickly it can happen. And I think that's really one of the nice things about it. So from a business perspective, let's talk about that. Social media is super important. So being able to post social media in a consistent manner. And I think that's really one of the big things is, okay, how do you keep your messaging and keep your branding the same utilizing Canva? So I want to actually show you how I utilize it and how I post images to my, you know, or what I do, my process in which I go through to create images. And I'm going to show you some differences between the free and the paid, because this is really where it kind of comes in. Okay, so we're going to start off with a blank one. So one of the things I tend to do is go into the elements. And so elements, you have your photos, and the elements is basically anything that is not a picture or a text. So elements becomes any type of a graphic-y type of a asset into the image or post that you're creating. So let's look at shapes. So there are all kinds of shapes that you can put into your post. And I think if you've gone on social media, you'll see that there's maybe some of these might look familiar, where you'll see people have used these shapes in posts that they have made. And so these are pretty common for people to use. Now, one of the things I want to draw your attention to is if you hover over these images, you can see where it says free right here. At least I hope you can see it. So on the free version, you can access this. So when you hover over and it says free, then it's available on the free version. And I believe, oh, that one's free too. There's some of them that aren't, or maybe all the shapes are. The shapes might all be free. If you hover over something, it'll tell you if it's free or if it's premium. Okay, I guess all the shapes are free. I never really pay attention to it because it's not something that I have to worry about. But so let's start off with the shape, and then I'll show you some of the premium stuff. So let's just start off with the regular square, because I'm just going to give it a background here. So when I look at the colors here, so my podcast is Divorce Sucks, Your Life Doesn't Have To. So I have my color palette of the Divorce Sucks on here. And so if I decide, oh, you know what, I want to keep with a, you know, maybe I'm doing something for Valentine's Day. So I'm going to do maybe a pink background. So I have all my colors already on this color palette. And this is one of the things, the nice parts about the paid version is that you can create different color palettes, and I can create a whole bunch of them. I don't think there's really a limit to the color palettes that I can choose. So you can put your branding colors in here and always use the same color. So instead of trying to go, wait, was that a light pink, a medium pink, a dark pink? Which pink did I choose? You have the exact same pink or exact same whatever color it is that you're using is on here. So you don't even have to worry about it. You don't have to try to match that color or remember which version it is or whatever. It's already on here. So I know that this pink is the same pink across all of my posts. Or if I decide, oh, you know what, I want the lighter one, I know this is the same across the board. So it's really nice to have these color palettes, because that way you have the consistency without having to go and hunting and pecking and making sure you have the right color. So I chose the background. And then what I'm going to do is let's choose a frame. So the difference between a shape and a frame is that the frame is where you can put a photo into it. So it frames it. So, you know, you've seen it where people have like really cool shapes and then their photos in there, or there's kind of weird, like really cool effects and things like that. That's a frame for the photo. So these are free. Again, you're seeing these basic ones are free. And I believe, are these all free? And I just never realized it. I know there's premium stuff. So, okay. I guess all the frames are free too. Okay. Who knew? Maybe they're expanding more on their free stuff, but anyways, that's fine. So let's say I want to, I like this one. This is one of my favorite frames. So if I say, oh, you know what? I want a photo and I want to put it right here. Now, hopefully you can see this. I'm holding down my mouse and you can see this, almost like a hot pink fuchsia, X in the middle that goes from the top to the bottom and left to right. That lets me know that exactly in this spot is the completely centered frame. So if I was to go off here to the side, it's no longer centered. If I move it to the center here, it'll kind of let me know where this area is. So this is centered, but it's only centered left to right, or you know, the two sides, but it's not centered top and bottom. And so you may not want it centered top and bottom. Not everything has to exactly be centered top and bottom, but this lets you know that at least it's centered left to right. And then if I bring it down a little bit more, this is the absolute center of my entire image here. So this is kind of nice as a guide. And again, I'm holding my mouse down in order to do this. So I let go of it and I have that here. So then I go, okay, well, I got to put a photo in here. So I go back into my photos. And let's just put a little crown. That's cool. And you just drag and drop it. So let me do this again. So I want to make sure you caught that. Whatever photo it is that you want. Evidently I was looking at crowns. So yeah, let's put this one here. This might be a little bit easier because there's a little bit of contrast in the coloring. So I just clicked on it and I brought it into here and I let go. And now you may say, oh, well, you know what? I want to see a little bit different section of the crown, or I want to zoom in on the crown or whatever it is. So you can double click on it and you can actually expand out the photo and make it bigger. If you want to just, let's say, focus on the crown part. Okay. Can everybody still hear me? Okay. Okay. Hopefully you can hear me. Okay. So if I wanted to zoom in on the crown, that's how I can do it. So I double click on it and I can expand out the image and I can see where it's at. And then I can bring it in here and I click out of it and it'll just keep this here. Okay. So that's a really great way to kind of bring some pizzazz to a photo. So instead of just putting a photo of your face or, you know, your dog or whatever it is that you happen to do, if you put it into a frame, it jazzes it up a little bit. So it takes a regular square photo and makes it a lot more interesting to look at. So those are your frames. And then let's go into, okay, so I know I'm going to find some stuff here that's going to be on the premium. And that's really what I wanted to kind of show you a little bit of how to find these, or how to, not so much to find them, how to distinguish between them. Now I'm going to find everything free. What is up with this? Everything I hover over is free, which free is good. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not knocking free. I'm just trying to show you what the difference is on something that is part of the paid one, so you can kind of see what the difference is. Let's go here. Let's type in princess. I know this princess has nothing to do with with coaching, but we're just going on here with this crown thing. Okay, so now you can see here on this top right one, it says pro. So that's available with the paid version, not the free. And so this is where I want to kind of help you, is that when you start playing around with it, to keep in mind that if something is listed as pro, then you're not, it'll show it to you because it wants you to, it teases you like, hey, you know, you want this. So it'll show you the pro, it'll show it to you, but it won't allow you to actually put it into your particular image here. Okay. And so again, these are all, so this one's free. This one's a pro. This one's a pro. And I don't know why one is considered a pro and why one is not, but let's go ahead. And I'm going to go with this crown one because I want to show you something about it. So I'm going to bring this over here. And again, I'm not going for aesthetics on this. I'm going for functionality to show you how to do stuff, not to make things look pretty here. So I'm going to move this over a little bit out of my way and get that a little bit smaller. So when we talk about this, this particular graphic here, and again, there's millions, gazillions, I don't even know how many image different types of graphics there are. So I mean, you can type in, let's say jump, and you can find all kinds of different jumping things. So, I mean, you can search out, like, let's say walking. Okay. And again, you'll see all kinds of different, images that will go along with that particular word that you use to search it up. Okay. So let's go back here. So now you see when I click on here, so I'm clicked on the graphic of the crown, and over here we see the pink and the yellow. So this tells me that I can switch out these colors. If I couldn't switch out the colors, this would not be available. So if I go, oh, you know what? I don't want this to be pink because it's on a pink background. I'm going to make these white because I want them to show up. And then we're going to change the yellow because I want it to be a bolder color. And we're going to go for an obnoxious orange. No, that doesn't look good. Here, let's go for blue or turquoise. So again, you can change colors super easy. And it really is just these easy clicks. And same thing here. Once you see the turquoise box around it, that lets you know that you can modify it. So you can make it smaller. You can make it bigger. You can even move it off. If for whatever, I know the crown doesn't make sense, but if you just think about it, maybe you only want to see a part of something. Maybe you're like, oh, this looks really cute just with the heart. I don't want anything but this heart. Again, it's all your creativity. And this is really the cool part, which is it's a double-edged sword because there's so much that you can do. Sometimes you can get a little overwhelmed with the amount of options that there are. So sometimes you're like, I don't even know where to go because there's so much I can do. Which is why I kind of go back to those templates. The templates are a really good starting point for you that at least help you to design some things. But I think it's important to see how do these things work. So again, when we look at these elements, there's tons of things and you can look up, I'm trying to think, like, for example, let's see, vegetables. So if you were into health coaching and you wanted to do, maybe a series of posts on health coaching and you wanted to have, wellness or something like that. And you wanted to have, different fruits and vegetables. So here's a great example. The fruits and vegetables are very colorful, but I can't adjust anything. So I click on it and it does not give me those color options where I click on here and it gives me the color options right here. So like I said, some things are editable. A lot of them are. But there are going to be exceptions to that. So usually if you have something that, is like, a tomato or whatever that is, or a strawberry, that's it's probably a tomato, it's red. So it's not going to really let you change those things. But the other stuff, like the crowns and things like that, it will. Most things it will. But again, it's important to note that there are things that won't. And how do you tell? Because you're like, oh, I want to change the bowl. Like maybe you don't like this turquoisey color bowl. Well, unfortunately, sorry, there's nothing you're going to be able to do to change the color of the bowl. So just kind of keep that in mind. It does have limitations. I mean, as much as Canva can do, it does have some limitations, and that is one of them. Okay, so again, we go back here, and if we wanted, let's do a pear. Okay, so again, you can see the stuff that's free. This one's a pro. Okay, so look at this one. So the pair I can change and we can see it up here. It's got the different colors. So if I really wanted to mess with the pair, I'm going to really, no, I don't want to do green. There we go. So I'm making a really funky pair. So, again, whatever it is, and you can go into the elements and search out whatever it is that you want to do. So I had done a post about being tired. And so I looked up sleep, I think was what I did. I was talking, oh yeah. So here, so I used a little koala. So let me show you what I did on this one. Cause it's kind of a good little thing. If you want to go see what I did versus what I'm going to show you here. So when I was designing the post, I was like, oh, I think this is such a cute koala. Cause it was talking about being tired. And so when I found this koala, I was like, oh, I really like it, but I don't like the fact that it's facing, like left, and I wanted to switch it out. So the other part of some of these your tools up here, sorry, sometimes I lose my train of thought or I can't figure out quite the word. There's a way, let me see here. Oh, here, flip. So I select the koala, and I can tell I'm selected again because of the turquoise box around it, and I want to flip it. So I can either flip it horizontally or I can flip it vertically. So in this case, I want to flip it horizontally. And now I got my little koala sleep in the other direction. Okay. And so this is where, again, you can change out all of these things. You can make your image, your little icon, your graphic here a lot smaller. You can make it the predominant thing, whatever it is that you want. It's super, super easy. And so again, this, like the koala is not editable. Because when I click on it, nothing comes up here as options. Whereas with the crown, the options come up. So it's a little nuanced, but it's important to understand. Sometimes you're not going to be able to make those changes. So another thing that I want to show you in these tools, we're going to bring our crown back here into the center, is we have one of the most important things is the transparency. And so it just is like, how transparent is the image going to be? So if you want something that's going to just sort of hint at, I want to take this off of here. So let's say I want to put some text over this, but I don't want it to be so the picture is overpowering my text. So I widen it up, and then I can, again, change the transparency. And you'll find your own little comfort zone on, depending on the image of where things are good to be transparent. Usually around the 50% is where you can see it enough without it overpowering any type of text that you want to write over it. So we go over here again. So we look at our control panel, or our tools here. And so we already did the photo. We put the photo in here of the crown. We use the elements of the frame to create the little squiggly frame that the picture sits in. And then now we got the text. So again, one of the things that's really nice about Canva is that they'll give you a lot of these options to give you some ideas of some places to start. So you may go like, oh, I don't know, let me look around, let me see what I like. So it'll kind of give you all kinds of different options. And it'll, it's great for inspiration. It's good to try to figure out like, how does it work and what makes sense and what do you like, all kinds of stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and go into a heading. And so it'll just default to add a heading. Now this is one of the fonts that I uploaded. And so this is a font that is not native to Canva. It's something that I personally purchased the font and I uploaded it to it, which you can do with the paid version, but you can't do with the free. Okay. So I'm going to type in "Wear your crown proud." Okay. So you can see here, it's kind of hard to read it because it's so small. So we can go in here and we can make it a heck of a lot bigger. And you go, maybe black isn't really a great color. So I can go in here and change the text color. No, white doesn't do that great either. Okay, this is probably not the best version to, to choose. Let me see if I can make this a little. You'll have to play around with it. There's, as long as I've been using Canva, I mean, there's still times where I have to fiddle around. I have to play around. I have to try things out. So there's not a, if you get frustrated, don't worry, because everybody does. And it's just part of the creative process to sometimes get frustrated. You're like, oh, I want it to look this way, or it's not working. It's all part of how it works. Okay. So let's say, for example, you're like, well, I want it to be a lot bigger, but there's only so much space that it can go here, and you can keep expanding it, and it will, it'll go on to the second line. So now you may be thinking, well, that's fine, but there's so much of a gap. Okay. So again, these are all kinds of nuances with the text that I think are really interesting to learn about, because this can get frustrating when you're like, I don't like this big old gap. And maybe you do, maybe you're like, oh, I think that looks fine. And that's great. But there'll be times where you're like, that's too much of a gap. And so this is really a kind of a cool thing, is they've got a spacing option. And so you've got line height and you've got letter. So let's go with line height, because that's what I was really talking about to start with, is I can squish in, I can make them bigger and I can make them closer together. So there's our line height. And I think with the other one that's important is the lettering. So if you need something to take up the entire space, so if you need the letters to actually be a little bit farther apart, or if you want them more squished together. So, I mean, you could, I wouldn't suggest this, but you could squish all of your letters together if for some reason that was what you wanted to do. But you know, you can, again, bring them closer. So at least they're a little bit more snug with each other versus being more spread out to take up more space. So where this would come in handy is, you know, if you've got your, if you're, you know, writing out maybe like a headline and you want the headline to take up the entire space, that spacing can help. But if you're just writing regular text, you don't necessarily want the letters that spread apart, because it makes it a little more difficult to read if it's a extended amount of text on there. So here we have, again, we went through and we added in the headline. We can change the size. You know, again, that's 119 or whatever, and I can change it to 25 and make it really small, super fast. Let's go back to, okay. So here we have our text, and then what we can do then is change our font. That's real, you know, again, we've all got different font styles. You're going to have different, vibes that you want to, you know, give off. So that one's a little bit more of a funky handwritten look. If I want something that's a little bit more plain, this is called a sans serif font. It's a very straight, clean font. You know, if I want something that's, you know, more fun, but this is like a little bit harder to read. So you can play around here and try out all kinds of different fonts. And some of these I've uploaded myself, but there's a whole bunch of them here that you could switch around and see which one you like. Now, here's an important thing to note about the fonts. And this one's a little bit hard to see, but on some of these fonts, there's a little crown. So because we're going with the crown theme today, the crown indicates the pro user. So in other words, the paid version. So if there's no crown, then like, for example, this one here, there's nothing right here, then this one's free. But this one has the crown, and so you see the little pop-up that it's for the paid version. And so the paid version can use it, can use this one, but the free one is this. So not to say that if you have the paid version, you certainly can use the free stuff, but if you have the free version, you cannot, they'll tease you. That's the thing that always gets me. They'll tease you with the paid stuff, but you won't be able to actually change it. So you could click on here and it won't change here. But again, on here, you can certainly see all of these different ones. And again, the crown will indicate whether it's paid or free. So right now, I mean, you could go in and you could design, and again, not suggesting you design this particular image, but you could go in and design something like this and post it on social media. You could turn around and create this, whatever you would like of this sort of similarity, as far as a post goes, with the frame and the photo and the background and all of that, and then the text, and you could turn around and post that onto Instagram or Facebook or wherever you want to post it at, and it's just a simple download. You just click on the download and it'll say, do you want it as a PNG? And if you're going to post it on social media, you want a PNG. It's just easier for web-based displays versus if you were going to have it printed, you wouldn't want it as a PNG. And then you just hit download, and then it'll download to wherever you would normally save your files. And then when I click on the image itself, here we go. again, this is not pretty. We're not going for beauty on this one, even though we're talking about crowns, but it just shows you, you know, how it ends up coming out. And obviously this one's zoomed in. One thing I really want to show you, and this is one of the big differences with the paid and the free, is what is called the, where's it at here? Branding on, hold on. It's been a while since I've actually like done a brand kit. There we go. I knew it was around here somewhere. Okay. So the brand kit is where you can upload your logos and your color palettes and then your fonts. So this is only available on the paid one. And this is why I think from a business standpoint, you really want to have the paid one, because of, if nothing else, for this. Because you're going to have the colors consistent, you can have your fonts consistent, and you're going to be able to put in your actual logo. And that, I think, right there is so worth it, because it will save you so much, frustration and time, and it'll make things really effective for you. So we go back to, I don't know why it's not picking up my old ones. Anyhow, so we go to my design, just not picking up. Okay, let's just go. Here's my koala one. Okay, so let's talk about this koala one. So here I went in and I can change colors based upon my branding. So I've got my divorce sucks. So if I want to go in and put a turquoise for the perimeter, and then I want to go in and change the font colors, I can go in here and change them based upon my color palette, which is always the key, is that my colors will remain consistent, because they're always going to be off of the same, sorry, I jumped a little bit there. They're always off of the same colors. And that's really the thing that I think is so, makes things so much easier. Is I don't have to worry, is this the right blue? Is this the right orange or whatever? It's all right here. And then the other part that I love is I can go into my folders and I go into my logos and I can grab my logo and then I can bring it down, because I don't want it to take up the entire image. And then I can bring it over here, and using the guide, which right here is a little dotted, like kind of hot pink fuchsia color, and I can bring it down to the center. So I know that it is at the center of the image. And that way I've branded it. Now that's where I tend to put things in the center. But I mean, if you wanted to, always put your logo there in the corner, it's wherever you want it. But that's the nice thing, is that whatever your logo is, you can put it in here and you can brand your posts with your logo. And you can use them across the board, and it's super, super easy. But again, that's with the branding kit. That's where it really pays off, is to have the logos here and then the fonts that you like. So, you know, if you have a font that you have either purchased or they're public domain that you want to be able to upload and utilize here, you certainly can do that. But I think if nothing else, for the palette of the color, so your colors are consistent, and consistent in that they're available consistently, but you have to design it consistently as well. And then your logo. Those two right there are, to me, are just like priceless when it comes to actually designing, because it makes things incredibly easy. So this is, I know this is like a mad dash of showing you things, but this is really how you post things, or how you create something in Canva. So let's go a little bit, something else that we can take a look at. So I have the Masterful Mindset course, and I designed, I did a lot of the work in Word because it was stuff that I already had in Word, and I didn't want to work on actually creating, recreating stuff. It was just easier for me to implement it and combine the two with the work I did here. But I liked Canva, because I, again, we go back to the, where am I looking at here? We got the color palette. So I had created a Masterful Mindset color palette. And so when I was designing everything, I had that same colors all throughout. So I just went like, oh, okay, this one's going to be the turquoise. And then the next time I'm going to do, you know, the red or the gold or whatever it is. Made it super easy because I didn't have to worry about what color I wanted or which version of that color. Cause you know, sometimes we see yellow a little differently or the screen. I've got dual monitors here and one of them is my laptop and one's a plain screen or just a screen. And so when I look at my one color, when I look on the monitor, which is where I'm displaying it now, it's another color. So our eyes, just based upon the device that we're using, can change how the color appears. So I don't have to worry if I'm working on my laptop, how I see the color versus how I look at it on my second monitor and see that color differently. I know that when I click on the color thing here, the color palette, that I go to Masterful Mindset. And I know exactly that if I always choose this same turquoisey blue color, it's going to be the same no matter which monitor I'm looking at it. No matter when, you know, if somebody's looking at the book, they're going to see the color, however they see it or however it shows up on their monitor, it's consistent. So maybe it's going to look a little different on theirs than it does on mine, which is expected, but at least they're going to see the same turquoise. They're going to see the same red all throughout theirs. And so, so I created the framework of the book here, but then so this was a template that I had. So obviously this one was not part of it. So then I went in through and I picked out parts of the template that worked for me and worked for what I needed. And so then I went through and I created those and downloaded those. And then I made the rest of the workbook. But the key with this is that it is, the consistency with the coloring, with the templates that you can use. And the bonus that I think is really good with it too, is that if you're like me and you have your phone with you all the time, there's also a mobile app. And so most of the time when I create a social media posts, they're all done on my phone because I've had the branding kit, because I've uploaded my, my logos, I've uploaded my colors. So when I go on my phone, I can turn around and grab the same colors. These go cross. They, once I do it in Canva on my computer, within like a minute, because it takes a little bit of time to sync up with your phone. But I mean, when I say a little bit of time, I mean like literally a minute or two, and you can access it on your phone. And sometimes it's faster than a minute or two. But the point is that it syncs up with your phone. So if you do something on here, then you can turn around and access it on your phone and put it on onto social media. Or if somebody needs a, you know, if something happens and you need a checklist that you created in Canva, you know, as a PDF, you can download that off of your phone and open it up as a PDF and turn around and send it to somebody. I mean, there's so much versatility between them that I think is really between the desktop version and the mobile version, I think are really important. So again, these are just some really, really great aspects of the tool that I think are so important in creating, again, not just social media posts, but when we go back and look at all the stuff that you can do. Again, you've got your social media stuff. You've got, I mean, heck, if you want to create an invitation for your kid's birthday party, you can create it on here. I'll send, you know, when friends have, I kind of have a couple of standard happy birthday little messages that I've done, and I'll go in and I'll personalize it. It'll say happy birthday, you know, Joanne, or happy birthday, you know, Michael, or whoever. And I send them a personalized template though, to when I created, but I'll change the name and I send them that. So you know, off of my phone, I'll just text it to them and it's personalized to them. So again, there's so many things that you can do. Presentation. So if you're going to do some sort of a PowerPoint, you can create the slides here in Canva and you'll have them available again on your phone. That's, I think, one of the greatest things about Canva versus, and I'm not comparing it to any other thing because I haven't really The only other one I've used is Adobe. And that's really the high-end software where I actually have to be on my computer, but I haven't really explored anything else because I love Canva because there's so many things that you can do with it. But if you create a presentation that you've done on your computer and then you are on your phone and you want to access it, you want to reference it, it's all on here. And again, whether it's flyer, brochure, all of that kind of stuff. So there, again, there's so much, and I want to be very mindful of your time, and certainly honor that. But I hope that this has given you some little bit of insight, to how the functionality of Canva works and the possibilities of it. I will tell you, there is once you get into this, you can spend hours because there's so much you can start to create. There's so many things that you'll just start to discover. I've spent hours on here because I've had so much fun with it because it's so neat to see all the things that I can do, all the different designs. And one more thing I want to show you, because I think this is super important. And this is scratching the surface. I mean, like I said, I could sit here and talk to you for a couple more hours on this stuff. Oh, you know, hold on, I'm in the wrong spot. And so there's Learn is their, all their tutorials. So if you want to, go through some of their tutorials, that's the spot to go, searching around. But if you scroll to the very bottom of the Learn, there is this thing called Palette Generator. And this is one of the most important things, I think, and it's free, which is always good, is that you can take any image. So if you find an image that you happen to like and you love the colors, I love colors. Like, colors really speak to me. And so there's be plenty of times where I'll see an image and I'm like, oh, I just love those colors. So maybe I'm just weird and you're like, I can't relate to you, Michelle, and that's fine. but for those who can relate to me and just love colors, and I want to know what those colors are so that I could use them. Let's say I want to create my kid's birthday invitation and I find a picture that's really got some great colors. And I'm like, oh, I want to, I want to see what those colors are so I can use them. You can upload an image. And here we're going to do, I'm saying kid's birthday, and then I got these high heels and all that. So it'll generate the color code. Now this one did not do a good job. It didn't pick up any of this hot pink. So that was not a good one. Let me find something else I'm going to show you that would be, I know one. Hold on a second. So again, nothing is ever perfect. There's always going to be things that are going to screw up. And evidently that was one of them right in front of me. Okay. Here's another one I can pull out. Where'd it go? Okay. So let's try this one here. Okay. So it's interesting. It didn't pick up any of the real big colors here. It caught the more external tones. So it's kind of interesting. It's obviously not fail-proof or foolproof or whatever the expression is, but nonetheless, it'll give you the color codes. And when we go back to the branding colors here, each of these has a color code. So as I hover over this turquoise one, you'll see it says hashtag and it's 45, the letter A, the number 8, and then B as in boy, F as in Frank. So with the color palette, you can see it right here. If I can highlight it, it gives you a name of the color, but then it also gives you the color code. And it's that hashtag. And this one, for example, is 8A5845. So the color code is the most important part of when you're creating a palette, is to make sure you have the color code. And that way, you know, it's the same color code across across whatever platform you're using. If you're using different software, color codes are sort of universal language when it comes to color. So what we call, I may call this like a medium brown. You may think that's like a coffee brown. This one's obviously called spicy mix. So we can all use different words, but at the end of the day, if we all use the same, color code of, hashtag 8A5845, regardless of my interpretation of that color, when we use the color code, we're speaking the same language in terms of colors. So that's an important little tidbit, just to kind of tuck away, that if you find a color that you like, you can always come and upload it here. And this is a free thing, which I think is fabulous. And it's not, obviously you're going to see, it doesn't always do things right, or it doesn't always capture the color. So if you're like, oh, I love this hot pink, evidently Canva does not like hot pink, because twice I've uploaded something that was hot pink and it didn't work. But something else to kind of explore is they've got all kinds of color palettes that are complementary, that work well together. And so you can go and you can explore all kinds of different ones. So if you're like me and you love colors, this is a really great place to take a look and see what types of colors work well together. What kind of color schemes work together. If you're doing any kind of branding and you're developing your brand and you're like, I don't know what colors I want. Like, I know maybe I like this type of color, or I like that type of color. Come in here and start looking around and see what colors tend to work well together. These palettes they're beautiful. I mean, you can get lost in it because there's so many different ones, but you can also narrow them. So for example, I love red. It's my favorite color. So if I go in here and it'll pull up anything that's got some type of a red in it. So if I'm like, okay, you know what? I know red has to be in my color scheme, or red has to be part of my branding. And I'll go through and I'll be like, oh, you know what? Actually, I kind of like this one. Actually, I've picked it when I've done these demos before. This is one of my, I always pick this one, not because I intend to pick it, but because it truly is a color palette that I really like. And so it's only when I realize the name of it, I'm like, oh, I always pick the same one. So at least I'm consistent in my choices. But anyhow, so it gives you the color codes. So this one is obviously white. And then you've got your navy blue, but again, I don't know that I would call this a navy blue. I might call it like a midnight blue or something. You'll call it something different, but regardless, as long as we're both calling it this, hashtag 153250, we'll both end up with the same blue. And I think that's really the key in understanding color codes, is that that is the universal language with color. And that'll help, again, if you're developing your brand or you want to refine your brand and you want to have colors that are consistent, look at these color palettes and see. And you don't have to use the entire palette. You can certainly go like, oh, you know what I like? You know, maybe I like this seafoam green, but then I like, you know, something over here. I mean, you can always combine them. There's nothing saying you have to use them together, but it's a really good, kind of a setup of colors that do complement each other, that do look nice together. So again, you can get lost in these, but at the same time, and let me just one more thing on this color palette. If there's colors that you like, write down the color code. And the reason being is that, so I'm copying the color code. And then let's say, for example, let me go back into my brand kit. So I can go in here and I can create, let me see, where's my new one? Oh, here we go. Where's my new? Okay, add a custom palette. So I can call this one, let's see. I'm just gonna call this high. So I can add in, and I can, so it kind of defaults to whatever color. And then I can go in here and I can paste in that color code, and I got it in here. Okay, so there's a question here. How did you get the color combination again? I went into, I know sometimes I try not to go fast, but I'm so excited. I love this stuff. And I look at the time and I'm trying to be really respectful. So I'm like, oh, let me say it as fast as I can to get it out there. So you go into, when you're in Canva here, you go into the learn. And so you click on learn, and then you scroll to the very bottom, and it's called the palette generator. So it's a color palette generator. So you click on palette generator, and this is where you can, the default, like, or, you know, top part of this page is if you want to upload a particular photo that you like the colors of it. So, you know, this is a great example. If you like the pastels and the, you know, that kind of stuff, this would be an image that you would upload, and it would give you these colors. But if you're like, oh, I don't have a photo, I just want to go looking around, you scroll down and here where you can, this is a, you know, just some samples, and then you can explore more. And this will give you all of the color palettes that they have. And then if you want a particular type of color, so in my case, I said, you know, I love red. And so this will give you all color, and not, there's always going to be exceptions, but it'll give you plenty of color palettes that have either red or a red type of a color in it. So for example, this one right here, these are not what I would consider a typical red color, but they're in the red family. So it'll pick those things up. You know, this one is more like a, that's more like a orangey red, but again, it's still in that red family. So you'll pick up, it'll pick up those types of colors, but it'll be a starting point. So hopefully that explains that. Okay. Again, there's so much that I could talk about, and I'm hoping that this gave you at least an overview of how Canva functions, but there's way more to this. So I want to go ahead and before I wrap this up and open it up for questions, one of the things I always do, and let me get it back up here. So one of the things I always do is that if you, I always offer some type of a discount, you know, if you're interested in any courses that I teach, I always, want to, offer an opportunity, a little discount for your, coming here. And so if you enroll in any of my courses, you'll get 10% off plus a 30-minute coaching call. You can talk about whatever it is that you want. If you want more Canva info, I'll be more than happy to take a look at some stuff in Canva for you. If you, have some business questions, whatever it is that you need in that coaching call, we will cover, it's your time, not your agenda, not what I want, but just kind of putting that out there. And if you are interested in that, you can, they actually got to the point where they were like, we'll just give you a discount page. So, if you go to this, tiny URL, and it's, ILCT create, and there'll be a list of my courses that you can select from, and then any of those, and you can get the 10% off and the 30-minute coaching call with that. I don't think you'll see the 30-minute coaching call listed on there, but I do include that as well. And then just before I get to the questions here, I'd want to just let you know that next month I'm going to be doing a call, the same type of training, but I'm going to be doing it on business money mindset. So we're going to talk really about how to get the gremlins in your head when it comes to money and charging and those kinds of things. We're going to dig into that and kind of help you get maybe out of your own way when it comes to business and money and really kind of getting out of your head in that. So with that, we will go ahead and I'm going to get out of that screen and go to the Q&A. I just wanted to throw those things out there. And so let's go ahead and go into the questions. So I'm going to go ahead and start from the top question. And I will, again, like I said, I will answer whatever it is that you would like for me to answer. So one of the questions was the difference between Canva and WordPress. That is a great question. WordPress is a platform for your entire website, whereas Canva is just a tool to create things that can support your business. So WordPress is really that the sort of the house that your entire website can live in or can be placed on, or however you want to look at it that way. But Canva is just a tool that allows you to create all kinds of images, ebooks, posters, your business card. You know, we didn't even go into that, but if you have your logo, you can design your business card in Canva. So they're not even competitors. They're not even anything that would, they're two separate, completely separate entities as far as how you're using them. So you can certainly have Canva and WordPress together. Okay. So the color combination. Okay. We got that one. And then using. Okay. So that's a great, so the question is, do you recommend using, on the computer first before trying it on your cell? I think it's just easier because there's so much in Canva that if you spend time on your computer, you'll kind of really get a better feel for it. if you don't necessarily know what the tools do, it can be a little bit more cumbersome on your phone, and it depends on what phone you have. It was funny when my I think it's my daughter's phone that had kind of had its last call, if you will. And so I gave her my old one, and I got a new iPhone. I guess it was 11. It was brand new at the time, right? And I looked at the screen. I was like, God, this screen is huge. Like, I don't need this big of a screen. And now I'm so glad I got it, because I can do more because the screen is bigger. So, you know, there's a lot that you can do on the phone, but I would really recommend that you actually play around with it to understand how the tools work, because that way because the screen is small, obviously, on the phone. So you have to scroll and you have to know what things look like and how, you know, it's just a little bit more cumbersome on your phone to learn. Once you've learned it, I mean, you can rock and roll on your phone. It's not a problem. So yeah, but I would really recommend, if you can, learn it on your computer. Plus, you know, on the phone, it's really hard to do things such as like a PDF, if you're going to design like a checklist or, you know, some type of thing like that, something a little bit more robust as far as content and design and spacing and things like that. It's just going to be a little bit more cumbersome to try to do that on your phone, but on the computer, it's a lot easier to manage. Okay. Okay. Another question was the price. Okay. So the free one, like I said, I mean, you know, you can't do the branding stuff on the free. That's really the biggest thing. I mean, obviously on the free one or the paid one, you get like the Crown, you know, pro version of graphics and some added fonts and things like that. So there is a level up as far as, you know, what you have access to. But to me, the biggest thing from a business perspective is the branding kit, because if you can put your logo on it, then that's really where it, you know, from a business, that's what you need, right? You want to brand everything. You want people to see that if they like your photo or your post and they save it. Cause I mean, I've got tons and tons of people's, you know, stuff that I've seen online that I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I want to save that. It has the logo. And so, you know, if you post on social media, but you don't put your logo on it, most people are going to crop out your social media name, kind of thing. But if you have it on the image on your, if you have your logo on your image, then, and they're not going to, more than likely won't crop it out, and you're reinforcing your branding. So if nothing else, I would say that having access to the branding section is well worth it. But the fee, I think, is like 10 or 12 bucks a month. So there's a discount if you pay, you know, annually, but you're really looking at $10 or $12 a month. And it's, to me, one of the best investments, because you can do so much. This is not just a social media post creator. This is your presentation. This is your ebook. This is your business card. I mean, there's so much. There's even finding your colors. There's so much that you can do here. So, so hopefully that answers the question. I'm a big fan of the branding kit, because I think it's so important. Alrighty. Any other questions? Make sure I don't miss anything. Okay. Well then, I don't see anything else coming through. I hope this was beneficial to you. Sometimes I know I can talk quickly, but I was trying to be very mindful of the time. But I truly appreciate your time and your questions. And so just as a reminder, if you want to, register for any of the courses. Sorry about that. Here's the website, it's just a shortened link to the page for the discounted courses. And again, you'll get 10% off plus a 30-minute coaching call. And you can schedule the coaching call anytime. So if you're like, oh, I want to take a class, but you know, I need to have the call right now, or I need the call to have the call in, you know, a couple of months. It's really up to you. There's not a real time limit on that. So anyhow, if you have anything else, you can always send me an email. I'll be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for your time. And hopefully you'll come on and join us on the next call as well as the Business Money Mindset. I think that's going to be a really good one for people to to grow and get out of their way and make some more money. It's always important for us to do. All righty. Well, thank you all so much, and have a wonderful evening.